This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored. This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris is on a two-day tour through southern Georgia in a campaign bus, says CBS's Natalie Brand.
Harris and her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, are spending Wednesday and Thursday in the key battleground. It's a state Biden won in 2020 by less than 12,000 votes. New CBS News polling shows Harris and former President Donald Trump tied in the Peach State.
With 69 days until Election Day, Republican vice presidential nominee Senator J.D. Vance was in must-win Pennsylvania today, bashing the opposition.
You think groceries are bad? Wait until Kamala Harris makes every American trucker drive an electric truck. You think car prices are bad? Wait until Kamala Harris makes everybody buy a Chinese-made electric vehicle.
The FBI said today it still doesn't know why Thomas Crooks shot at former President Donald Trump on July 13th in Butler, Pennsylvania. With more on the investigation, CBS's Robert Legarry.
The shooter put detailed planning into the assassination attempt ahead of the attack. He searched online for campaign schedules of both former President Donald Trump and President Joe Biden in the weeks before the shooting and became focused on Trump's Pennsylvania rally as soon as it was announced.
A jury in Nevada has found a former Las Vegas area politician guilty of murder in the 2022 killing of investigative journalist Jeff German, who wrote articles critical of Robert Telus' conduct in office. Telus hung his head as the verdict was read. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson says prosecutors argued that Telus had a motive.
There really wasn't any question here. We have a journalist who's exposing bad behavior, corruption, and who is then killed by the target of those articles.
The Supreme Court today declined to revive the administration's multi-billion dollar student loan relief program while a ruling against it is being appealed. Here's CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
A hold on President Biden's loan repayment will remain in place until the Eighth Circuit Federal Appeals Court renders its final rule.
This is crazy.
We were supposed to be heading slowly into fall, but CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson says summer's still got a grip.
The nation's capital making it up to 100 degrees today. That's a record. Even Raleigh in North Carolina is tying a record at 100, and perhaps the worst, most oppressive heat anywhere comes down in Nashville, where they will get to 105 degrees today.
This late word, the founder of the website Backpage.com, Michael Lacey, has been sentenced to 5 years in prison for money laundering in a case involving ads for prostitution. Prosecutors say he used the classified ad site to promote and profit from prostitution. On Wall Street at the close, the Dow down 0.33%, S&P 500 down more than 0.5%.
Sponsored by Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Coming up on the next Midday Magazine, we welcome our friends from the Nacoosa School District in Part 1 and UW Extension Wood County in Part 2. It's 4 to 5, Monday through Friday.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Joe Biden is coming back to the Badger State. He'll be here next Thursday, although details haven't been announced yet. He'll focus on the economy and his administration's record working for middle-class Americans. This will be his first visit to Wisconsin since stepping down from the race and endorsing his vice president, Kamala Harris. And it's a long-term problem for Wisconsin public schools. Enrollment is dropping. It's been happening for years now. Education leaders are quick to point out that when enrollment drops, costs per student actually go up. Luther Olson is the statewide network liaison for the CESA Education Agency.
We fund on a per capita basis, but in reality, that cost goes up. So everybody says, well, you know, you have less kids, you don't need as much money. But unfortunately, that's not quite the case.
Work on the next state budget begins in the spring. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy, warmer, and a little muggy tonight with lows in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and humid, scattered showers and thunderstorms developing in the evening. Some could be strong, highs in the mid-80s. Beautiful weather ahead Friday through Labor Day. It's 71 right now.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we will preview Donald Trump being in La Crosse, Wisconsin, and much more. We'll discuss it. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield. This is the Luke Fickell Radio Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com. Also brought to you by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. Now, here's your host, the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Welcome in. The season is finally arriving. We are at Evans Transportation Victory Hall here at Camp Randall Stadium and a packed house here as we are now about 48, 49 hours away from the season opener for the Wisconsin Badgers, year number two for Coach Luke Fickell, as his guys get ready to take on Western Michigan out of the Mid-American Conference. I'm Matt LePay. Normally, Mark Tauscher is with us, but he is up in Green Bay. It's a Packers Hall of Fame week, so he is.
Is he being inducted?
Believe it or not, he's already in it.
Oh, is he?
6 years ago, he's inducted. So he's up enjoying revelries, swapping stories with Aaron Campman and Clay Matthews, who will be part of it. So I know we always like to bust his chops. We'll just have to do it from afar here.
We got the A team today.
We do. We have a Super Bowl champ, UW Athletics Hall of Famer, All-American, first team All-American for the Badgers in 2007. It was that long ago. Travis Beckham is in the house.
Long
say hello
ago.
To Travis. Yes, sir. And, of course, the head coach, Luke Fickell. Let's introduce him formally here tonight. So, a lot to get to here tonight. A little bit later, we will check in with one of the new members of Coach Fickell's coaching staff, Kenny Guyton, the receivers coach, someone who Luke has known for a long, long time. But we'll talk briefly here before we take our first break. It's training camp, you know, a couple weeks in Platteville, and then finally you're able to turn the page and get ready for the first game. Are the butterflies, how do they compare for you now before game one as opposed to maybe even a year ago or your first couple of years as a head coach?
Well, I think it's similar. I kind of call it like Christmas morning. You think you have an idea of what you're going to unwrap, but you really don't have a great idea. And I mean that now. I mean, not just because it's year two. I think in this era of, you know, your team turns over a little bit more. There's, you know, not saying there's a ton of transfers, but guys in positions that they're going to be playing and playing significant roles. So you're always curious with that. And then anytime you got a new quarterback, you know, not that Tyler Van Dyke is a new quarterback. He's obviously played a lot of college ball. But, you know, all those things kind of thrown together in week one. And I've said it several times. You don't get an opportunity in college football to get a test, right? I mean, even in the spring, you just practice against yourself, and then all fall camp, it's the only sport out there, high-level sport, that you don't actually have a chance to, whether you call it preseason or get a scrimmage or, you know, a game early on, you have really no grasp on anything like that. So how all those things kind of work together in week one are very, very unique, and so it does leave some different type of butterflies for me in particular.
What about for you as a player, Travis, your days at Wisconsin? A little bit more nerves, if that's the right term, before a season opener?
Yeah, I think it goes back to the scrimmages that we used to have, and you look at it now. I look at the Giants. They just had the practices with the Detroit Lions. Like, a lot of these teams get the opportunity to play against players on other teams to keep up that competitiveness. But when it comes down to practice, I think it's really, you know, the guy that you're going against, you know, the guys on defense, you've been with them the whole camp. Obviously you want to go in and make a statement for yourself, but at the same time, it's really your teammate. So it's kind of tough.
We may have brought up this topic last year, Luke. I honestly don't remember for sure, but would it make sense? We talked about joint practices in the NFL, but in the spring, maybe, would it make some sense? I mean, you wouldn't do it with Minnesota or Northwestern, I guess, but you'll find a program where maybe you could get together for a day or two.
I think we're in the midst of a lot of changes in college football in particular, and I think that that's one of those things that maybe as we continue to move forward, we'll find a way to do, whether it's, you know, in the spring or even in fall camp. I mean, you know, they're not going to change the idea that you're going to have a preseason, I don't see. But, you know, you have enough time in the 28 days that you're allowed to have it that it wouldn't be bad to have some version of that, because we all – kind of feel like, you know, hey, how much live tackling do you want to do? And when you do have somebody else come in, you got an opportunity maybe to do some of those things just for the nature of it. But we'll see. I mean, I think that's something that I would if they asked me, which they don't normally ask, like, if there was going to be something that you'd say, hey, what would you like to see as this thing continues to move forward and grows, and maybe you are playing more games, well, that gives us a greater opportunity early on to, you know, maybe have some type of scrimmage or something preseason.
All right, we'll take a break. As mentioned, a lot to get to tonight. We'll hear from Coach Guyton a little bit later in our show, the Luke Fickell Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com, a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics. And fans, you have a chance to get ultimate access to Wisconsin football this season with a Camp Randall Club membership through VC Connect. From exclusive experiences to unique content, Camp Randall Club get you closer to the Badgers. Learn more. Join today at vcconnectwi.com. We'll take a break and we'll get it rolling with the Luke Fickell Show on the Badgers Sports Network.
Hey, Badger fans, football is back and fall is knocking on our doors. And you know what that means? Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. Prepare your home for cozy season with a fall furnace tune-up from your local Bryant dealer. Our Bryant technicians will do whatever it takes to ensure your heating system is running safely and efficiently. Don't let a faulty furnace put a freeze on your fall plans. Schedule your professional clean and tune today. Find your local Bryant dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
If you want to be a running back, there's only one place to go. Running Back U, baby. Right here at Wisconsin, where legendary players and unbeatable records are born. And when you want to defeat cancer, there's only one place to go. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, where our own unbeatable team takes on cancer like no other hospital. From pioneering new treatments to defeating cancers no one else could, right here is where the best of the best come together to change the game. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT. Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Your Wisconsin women's volleyball team is heading to Milwaukee to take on the top teams in the country. Be there for this marquee event over Labor Day weekend at the Pfizer Forum. Your Badgers face defending national champion Texas in a highly anticipated rematch of last year's national championship semifinal, followed by a contest against perennial power Stanford. Secure your seats now and cheer on the Badgers. Visit Ticketmaster.com. It's the State Farm Women's College Volleyball Showcase in Milwaukee. Visit Ticketmaster.com now to get your tickets.
Badger fans, visit uwbadgers.com/contest to enter for your chance to be the Culver's VIP family at a UW football game this season. Four families will be selected with a chance to compete for cash on the field at halftime. That's uwbadgers.com/contest. This is the Luke Fickell Show presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Our first show of the season. A great crowd here at the Evans Transportation Victory Hall, part of the South End Zone, just great South End Zone of this historic venue that is Camp Randall Stadium, and 80,000 or so of our closest friends will gather here on Friday night as the Badgers take on Western Michigan. I know, Luke, I've mentioned this, and I'm not alone. I think others have, just watching the course of your guys here in preseason. And you mentioned before they were going to hit a little bit more. He's going to be a little bit more physical. ultimate answers will start to come in a couple days and moving forward. But did you like how your guys went about it, how they bounced back every day when you needed to?
Yeah, we kind of changed up the I wouldn't say the script, but the way we went about camp. And for a couple of different reasons, I thought it was going to be important for us to do a little bit more live action. And then as you look down the season, I think, you know, it's getting closer with, you know, the type of schedule that you have, that you got to be a little bit smarter in some ways. I've normally, you know, I try to tell these guys, ever heard of the Junction Boys? And I don't, Travis, you've never heard of the Junction Boys either, have you? He's like the younger guys in the group. And I'm like asking our team, you ever heard of the Junction Boys? You ever watched the Junction Boys? Like a 30 for 30. And they're all like, who is that? We even got a kid whose grandfather, I think, was one of them, or was at A&M at the time. And
no
he didn't
kidding.
Even know the Junction Boys were. And I was like, well, it used to be a little different back in the day. I wasn't in that old, but yeah. But so the mentality was, that was always kind of us, like, hey, we're going to battle. We're going to go through camp. If they give you 7 days in a row, we're going to do 7 days, and then we'll, you know, try to take a little lighter day. And we kind of changed it up and said, okay, we're going to do a little bit of a different model and go 3 days straight, and then kind of have what we call a walk-through day, then 3 days, and kind of pitch it to them. Like, every third day, we're going to go some live. And we're going to – not the whole practice. It's not going to be a whole scrimmage, but the last section of practice, we're going to live it up and play. And I think it went well. I mean, we got opportunities where, you know, every third day we were in live situations, and that meant obviously not the quarterback, but the tailbacks and everybody, the wideouts, they were going to be a lot more live situations that we didn't do last year. We didn't even do it last year in the spring. And I really do think it's helped us be in a better place, prepare, have a little bit more idea of what, you know, what we can see and we'll see on Friday night. And, you know, we'll test it now to see how that whole kind of model went. But for the most part, I think the guys really embraced it and you know, kind of had a good time with it.
Travis, take us back to your time at Wisconsin. You guys had some pretty physical camps, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. We did. It wasn't to what it is now. And I think that's what you're looking at, what our football team is posting now. You see the physicality. You see the guys going one-on-one, whether it's Oklahoma drills, whether it's you have the quarterback and he's running over the defense. It always looks good.
Does he know the outlawed Oklahoma drills?
I pass that on. Yes.
These younger guys outlawed the Oklahoma drills.
Well, whether it's bull in the ring, like we were engaged
outlawed
with
too.
That. Obviously, when I played, it was more so I would during Skelly, I would go with the receivers, and then when it came to being in line and blocking, I didn't, especially my sophomore year, I had it made. I was right next to Joe Thomas. I didn't need to do anything. So it was perfect. Coach Chris was great at it. He was smart. He put me in the right spot to be successful.
So I would say this, because a lot of people get misconstrued, right? Like, what's different now and it's not as physical, and that's not the case at all, mm-hmm. right? Tell the offensive lineman and the defensive lineman that it's not as physical now every third day, and we don't go in pads every single day, and, you know, it's a spread look now that's not as physical. Like, that's not the case by any means. There's nothing different to that center, guard, and tackle, right? Whether there's two tight ends on the outside of them or there's not. I mean, it is going to be physical every single day that you practice. Nowadays, they allow you don't have to have those 3 or 4 days of just helmets. They allow you to put these spider pads on just for protection, but it's non-contact. Well, tell the offense and defensive line that it's non-contact with the spider on. It is absolutely full go every single day to those guys. The only difference is we don't tackle to the ground.
Yeah.
So there can be a misconception. That's why I thought the idea of, hey, let's go every third day to kind of take it back a little bit. And it's really more so for the big guys, because the physicality doesn't change no matter what it is that you're doing, if you're doing it the way that, you know, we want to do it.
Yeah.
But it's the repetitiveness over time.
The other change, and it's been in existence for quite a while now, there are no longer two-a-days, or you sneak a little special teams in the middle, you know, kind of 2.5 days. Those don't exist anymore, but the days are long, right, in training camp. It's meetings, it's film, it's, you know, maybe a walkthrough or whatever. So, no, by definition, it's not two-a-days, but you work yourself through a training camp and get yourself better, you've done something.
Yeah, it's an investment. I think I was my second year with New York. I think we went to where we couldn't do two-a-days anymore. But, again, you're getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning, and you don't leave that stadium or that practice field until 9:30 at night. And it's getting up, repetitiveness. And again, like Coach just said, you put on them spiders, it's not like it's turning down. It's still full go. So you just got to learn to really protect the players and figure out, make some deals with the defensive guys and be like, hey, today we're taking it a little easy, buddy. We got a game on Sunday. So,
well, that's the difference about being a Platteville for us. I mean, not that it's that big of a difference, but like, what are you going to do, right? Okay, we're going to let you guys out a little bit. We're going to let you out at 8:30 instead of 9:30 tonight. So, what, you're going to go back to the dorm room?
Yeah.
There are no TVs. I mean, yes, I know everybody's got an iPad.
You didn't let the man have – they didn't have no TVs up there?
Well, I mean, I guess they could have brought it in. I mean,
oh, their so iPads. You don't think that people brought phone. In TVs?
No, they didn't. But they did bring some gaming systems that we put down in the players' lounge.
To what, play on their phones?
No, there was a TV in the lounge. So I didn't see anybody walking in with the TV on their shoulders
portable
anymore.
TV,
you know. But they all have laptops or iPads. But what I'm saying is, like, there's not a whole lot of time. There's not a whole lot of distractions and things. And that's why for us, you know, I think it's great to get away, because you are going to be, you know, if you're back on campus. And when we did get back to campus, yeah, they are a little bit more like, hey, coach, you know what? We can cram that afternoon down and maybe get out of here by 7:30 or 8 o'clock. I'm like, well, why? So you can go hang out with your buddies or your girlfriend. It's like, that's not what the idea of
campus is. Get them away from the girls.
You know, we would leave the field at Platteville at 9:30 p.m., you know, and but they never complained about it. You know, and I think when you're away, it gives you a little better opportunity to do that. But, yeah, it's a little bit different because it's not technically a two-a-day, even though you're out there for another hour and 30 minutes.
Yeah, and a shout-out to the folks at University of Wisconsin-Platteville, too, that everybody just raves about.
They do a great job.
Yeah, absolutely. We will take a break. We're going to check in with receivers coach Kenny Guyton here in a couple of minutes. First, want to remind you, Wisconsin women's volleyball is heading over to Milwaukee. They'll be taking on Texas on Sunday morning at 11:30, a rematch of last year's national semifinal. They're also going to square off against Stanford on Monday, September 2nd at 4 o'clock. Don't miss this marquee event during Labor Day weekend at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. Secure your seats for the Women's College Volleyball Showcase. Visit Ticketmaster.com. A rather aggressive early season schedule for Coach Sheffield and the Wisconsin women's volleyball team. We'll take a break. When we continue, we'll check in with Coach Guyton as we continue with the Luke Fickell Show in a couple of minutes on the Badgers Sports Network.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources. Dump those flower pots out. Don't let dog or kitty pools sit. Fill them when you're going to use them and then dump them out. Clean the gutters. Reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It all starts with a question more than 75 years ago. Can hauling a fishing pole to the water hole be made easier? Bob and Bill Johnson find an answer, and the very first multi-section bamboo fishing pole is created. It's 1948. The brothers' invention also leads to the launch of St. Croix Rod Company in Park Falls, and it becomes the talk of the state. So do you know which fish is considered the prize catch in Wisconsin? Is it northern pike, bluegill, or walleye? The answer coming up. The St. Croix Rod Company continues to call Park Falls home, but now operates what is considered the most advanced facility in the country. The company offers more than 800 award-winning rods and reels, still being created as the answer to every angler's fishing question. So which fish is the prized catch? Walleye.
Yeah.
It's challenging to catch, delicious to eat. And this is not the one that got away, but is one true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Hey fans, join the Badgers this Friday for an exclusive event by becoming a valued two-star Camp Randall Club member. You can claim two free tickets to the Mansukhani Family Terrace for the home opener against Western Michigan. This private club area opens 2 hours before kick. It includes free food and drinks, including a lot of our favorite beverages, including Varsity Golden Ale, if you catch my drift. Don't wait. Space is limited to the first 40 members who claim their tickets. Join the Camp Randall Club at vcconnectwi.com. Join me in welcoming Badgers wide receivers coach Kenny Guyton to the show here tonight. Kenny, in his college days, was a quarterback. Matter of fact, his second career start, he had a pretty good first half in a non-conference game. 6 touchdown passes in a half. And now he's coaching the receivers. So, Kenny, my question for you with Travis Beckham, who was a tight end, but is still in the top 5 all-time at Wisconsin in a lot of receiving categories. When you were a quarterback, did you ever have a receiver come back and admit that he wasn't open? Or they're always open every play?
They're open every play. I mean, right. you say HUD, and the next thing you know, they're waving. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
No open matter what, coach, throw that I'm open. Air. We ain't even snapped the ball yet. I'm open.
I also mentioned at the top of the show, and Luke, you brought this up in a TV taping, that you've known Kenny since you were 18.
Yes,
so
sir.
Take us back through the process of your recruiting and just getting to know, and Luke, watching Kenny Guyton grow into Coach Guyton now.
Yeah, actually, I didn't get an opportunity to see him as a younger coach. You know, he moved on and did other things, but I got to see him as he came in and as an 18-year-old freshman. And, you know, obviously on the defense side of the ball, so you don't spend a whole lot of time with the quarterbacks. And sometimes you think they're a little different anyway, right? I mean, they're not allowed to be hit, and you know, they have all these special treatments and things like that. But he did spend a couple years down there with us, you know, with working with the defense. And so you get to know these guys pretty well. And I don't know that I knew you were always going to be a coach or if that's something you always said, but there's nothing that, you know, kind of probably gets you ready for this better than being a quarterback and having to understand the whole thing. And, you know, usually when guys bring it up to me about being a coach, I try and talk them out of it. I'm like, well, you're way too bright to do something like this. Like, you need to find another avenue. But it's great to, like you said, to see them and to know them at a younger age and then see how much they've continued to grow and change.
If they ignore that advice, that's a good sign.
That's usually what it is, right? I mean, you try and talk them out of it, and if they ignore it, you know that this is a little bit more of a passion for them.
When did it hit you that this would be a passion for you to coach, Kenny?
My dad was a coach. My dad coached me in high school and everything. And so I come from a family of coaches. To be honest with you, I never thought I'd probably be on this level. I always thought I'd go back home and kind of be on my dad's level and do what he did and everything. And it was a blessing, you know, to have the chance to be on this level. So
tell us about the transition now. You're at Arkansas the last 3 years. You've been at La Tech. You're at a lot of other places before you came here. Tell us about the transition here to Madison, Wisconsin. What's it been like for you?
Oh, it's been awesome. It's a funny story. I mean, every time I've been asked outside of, you know, playing and coaching and things of that nature, I'm asked about some of the best experiences that I've had in college football. And I'll never forget my first experience here in Camp Randall. You know, we come in as the number one team, and I think we all heard of a guy named J.J. Watt that day.
And, he was pretty good.
and so I was always asked, you know, best environments and things of that nature, and this was always number one for me. So when I got the shot and I got the call, I knew the type of man that I was coming to work for, and getting to play for him back in the day, it was easy to say, hey, I'm in a great situation back down south where I'm from, but hey, I know who I'm going to work for. And what we do it all. I mean, we're here all the time, and I want to make sure I'm with good people. And so it was easy. It was easy. And so the family's here. We're set. We're ready to roll and can't wait.
That's awesome. You're from Houston, right?
Houston Texas. Area. Yes,
so
sir.
We've had some pretty, like for our standards, some pretty hot and humid weather this week and in training camp in Platteville. By our standards, pretty hot and humid. just another day.
Just another day. Like, let's go roll.
Yeah, what's everybody cramping up for? There's exactly no problem right here. So, yeah, no,
my AC actually went out last night, so I
picked
the worst day.
Wow.
I guess Monday was worse, but it was still bad.
We'll take donations for his.
I see what they're doing out here, and I'm glad to see everybody drinking a Varsity Golden Ale, because you know obviously it goes to our NIL collective, our Varsity collective. So great to see that.
Yes, sir.
But you guys can send that over to my AC fund to get that fixed. You know,
sometimes it's just harder, even if you do have you have the funds to get somebody to actually come out in these times, right? I mean,
exactly. Had to sleep in the basement. My dog's looking at me crazy, and
Well, I hope you could persevere. You'll be all right.
I'll be good. It was hot in New Orleans, and that's some different type.
I was going to say that's a little different level even than what we've had here.
Yeah, super dry heat. So,
tell us about your group, your receivers group, Kenny. What do you like about them?
Oh, I love them. Walked into a group that has a great bit of variety in there. You know, you got some slot guys that are different kind of players, you know, small guys that may have been passed up in the past because they are small guys and they fit right in for us, you know, get them in space and they do some special things. And then you got some outside guys that are, like I said, a different variety of them, where you have the bigger body guys and the Bryson Greens of the world that can go play one-on-one football and really just win in a one-on-one matchup. You got some speed guys that can go take the top off. So I really, really love the variety that we have in the room. I'm looking forward to using them in the right situations and putting them in situations to succeed.
Luke, Kenny has mentioned Bryson Green, Tresh Kekahuna, those two guys. Such a thing as a momentum, the kind of production that they gave you in a January 1st game that can carry over to the following season?
I do. I think so. I think it has, you know, whether it's production, I think it has a lot to do with confidence and to not only their confidence, but our confidence in them too. Because sometimes you get into those situations like last year where Will becomes a guy that had so many catches and you relied upon him so much that it's great for him, but it doesn't build the confidence of the people around him. And then when the people around him don't have it, the quarterback doesn't have it. And I think some of those ways make you more limited. And that's what, you know, I think that Kenny's done a great job. And those guys, if you've even been at camp, man, I mean, sometimes they're rolling through, they're playing 6-7 guys, and there's not that much of a difference, right? I mean, like, you can obviously have Will in there and Tretch in there, and there's not much of a difference. And then they can rotate the other guys. So I think for building momentum and building confidence, not just in each other and themselves, but in the quarterback, is what they've done a really, really good job of. And I've said this before, you know, and I didn't mean to take it away from Will when I told him. I said, I hope you don't have 82 catches or 80 catches this year. And he's probably looking at me like, no, I hope that if you have 80-some catches, you're going to have the same amount of space and probably have the same amount of yards. And that's not going to be the best thing for us. I hope you have 70 catches but have double the yards because we've moved the ball around more and we've created more space for you. And, you know, that makes a better room for you as well.
Yes,
because
sir.
Sometimes I think the most difficult room to coach is the wide receiver room because they're always open, you know, and they don't always get the ball. And, you know, and I just think it's a tough dynamic in there, and it takes somebody pretty special to kind of make sure that they've got the attention of all of them and understand that, you know, there's a bigger part of this thing than just the catches that they have.
There are a couple of names who, you know, a lot of you folks in the room and loyal Badger fans, you'll recognize, you haven't maybe seen a ton of, Vinny Anthony being one, and Chris Brooks, knock on wood, he can have better luck on the injury front. What have you seen from those two guys? And I would add Tyrell Henry as well, man coming over from Michigan State. What have you seen there?
Just consistency in those guys. Obviously, Chris Brooks being consistent and being durable to be out there with us, you know, and showing us what he can do. And he's a big, physical, strong guy, runs well. I mean, he knows who he is. Vinny Anthony is one of those field stretchers I'm talking about who just consistently does what he's asked to do. Whatever you emphasize with the guy, he's going to go out there and do it that day right away. And we have to keep seeing it and the confidence keep rising in these guys. And you want to see him do it against others. You know, we were talking about it a little earlier. You're doing it against your guys that you kind of know after a while and everything. And so I'm looking for them to start fast, start early so I can see what they got, you know, against some other guys.
Do you get a sense, I passed in the hallway with Will Pauling yesterday, and he said, hey, game week, you get it probably every year as a coach and you when you played. There's just a different vibe the week of, especially a first game, right?
Definitely a different vibe every year for the first game, especially when you're somewhere new with new people, you know what I mean? I was just telling my guys today, it was kind of that last meeting before you all go together to a hotel, right? And it's like, Dude, I'm so excited for this moment. 9 months felt like they passed by like this. I mean, it was fast, and now the time is here. This is what we all work for. This is the time.
Luke, I asked you this in another TV taping. When you're looking to fill positions, and you have, you know, four new assistants, Kenny being one of them, I mean, I think you spend 2 minutes with Kenny Guyton, and you're kind of drawn in with the personality and all that. But what are the boxes that you need to see checked with somebody when you're going through the process of bringing somebody in?
Well, it's about people. And, you know, when you've had a relationship with them, when you've known them at a younger age, or even, you know, in the profession, it gives you a lot better idea of what they're going to be like, right? Because there's going to be adversity, you know, there's always going to be something that's going to happen. We're dealing with 18 to 22-year-olds. We're in a profession where it's pretty easy for the outside to evaluate you, and you understand those situations. And how everybody kind of works together and how everybody handles that is always one of those things that you never know. And when you've known people and you know what kind of person they are, I think you know how they're going to handle the fire, because that's what this is all about. And then it comes down to, hey, are you going to put the person, the right type of person, in front of these guys? Because we can call it, they're still 18 to 22 years old, and we can evolve this new era of college football. And, you know, there's some different things, and people are going to start looking more at them as professionals, and maybe they are able to make some money. It's still an 18 to 22-year-old, and you got to have the right type of people around them. And so guys that are family guys, guys that know that the most important thing is about the relationship and the ability to develop these guys, no matter what else, you know, college football is bringing to them, is really, really important to me and to our program.
Travis and Kenny, for you both, I mean, as fans, we can remember great moments, you know, a great catch you had, a great, you know, I mentioned the 6 touchdown passes in the first half. But all guys I talk to, it doesn't matter what sport it is, they talk about when they're done, what they miss the most are the relationships. If you have a good one with your position coach or your buddies in the locker room, the plane rides, that's real, isn't it? We'll start with you, Ken.
Definitely real. I mean, you miss that locker room so much. You know, you always want to be in it. Even I tell my guys now, even as a coach, all we are is ex-players that can't do it anymore. You know, so we're teaching those guys how to do it, you know, even better than we can. And so, you know, you miss that locker room. You miss the relationships. I mean, you get married, and I have 3 of the 6 guys, you know, that's in my wedding party are all my college guys, you know, and the other 3 were my high school teammates that I stayed in touch with. So, yeah, man, you miss those relationships in that locker room, and you miss trying to strap it up again with those guys, you know?
Mm-hmm. Travis, same with you, I would imagine, right?
Yeah, I agree. I think at the end of the day, everyone has a different story, and relationships are everything. And I still connect with guys that I played with at Wisconsin, us tight ends that played in New York. We always try to have a tight ends trip every year. But obviously guys get older, they get families, they're all married. I just got a girlfriend. So I'm slowly making my way there.
But, no, you're done. You're not. No, you're never.
But no, I think relationships are huge, and there's always going to be that teammate that did something that made you remember them. And at the end of the day, there's always going to be people that they're going to remember how you made them feel. So those relationships are huge.
You were saying, Kenny, you can't do it anymore, so you teach it. I always think of the relationships, though. I see coaches at times, you know, getting in sprints with players. I saw your guy Vrabel does this with the quarterbacks, with the Browns, apparently.
Only the 40 and older crew.
Yeah, gotcha. But all of that stuff does, it's a part of it. Jake Renfro mentioned that, you know, he goes in to see Coach Blazek, and there could be a sofa in the room. You just to shoot exactly. The breeze. That, as much as other things are changing, hopefully that never will, right?
Never will. It allows you to coach them. You know what I mean? It allows you to coach them harder because they know that you truly care about them. And it's not just what they can do for you athletically, you know. And you're trying to help them better as a man. So,
final question. You've had your first moment as a player. There are going to be some Badgers who are going to have their first moment on Friday night. What's the best piece of advice you could give them?
Take it all in. Take it all in and never take it for granted. Never take this game for granted. Never take anything that we do for granted. Just take advantage of every situation and make sure you take it all in, because you never know. You never know when that last snap is going to happen. So take it all in.
All right. Appreciate you Thank coming you. Out here tonight.
Thank you for having
me. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Good luck to you. Just give it up for Kenny Guyton
Thank
here.
You.
All right. We will take a break. We'll continue with Coach Fickell in just a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming
Madison. Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
The Kohl Center, Camp Randall, the Fieldhouse. This is where the magic happens, where the best players lead with passion, fight with power, and win with exceptional performance. And now it's time we add another house to our Badger community. Meet Madison's newest powerhouse player, UW Health East Park Medical Center, home of top doctors and advanced treatments, all under one roof. So no matter the opponent, we're the place to defeat it. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey, Badger fans, football is back and fall is knocking on our doors. And you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. Prepare your home for cozy season with a fall furnace tune-up from your local Bryant dealer. Our Bryant technicians will do whatever it takes to ensure your heating system is running safely and efficiently. Don't let a faulty furnace put a freeze on your fall plans. Schedule your professional clean and tune today. Find your local Bryant dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Fans, football is back and fall is knocking on our doors. And you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. Prepare your home for cozy season with a fall furnace tune-up from your local Bryant dealer. Our Bryant technicians will do whatever it takes to ensure your heating system is running safely and efficiently. Don't let a faulty furnace put a freeze on your fall plans. Schedule your professional clean and tune today. Find your local Bryant dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
We continue with the Luke Fickell Radio Show. Camp Randall live coming to you from the Evans Transportation Victory Hall, part of the South End Zone here at Camp Randall Stadium. By the way, shout out to Charlie Keatman, who I believe is in the house, the founder of Evans Transportation, very proud partner of UW Athletics. So great to have Charlie here. So that is awesome. We thank Kenny Guyton for joining us as well. As we continue with Coach Fickell, one thing we haven't really gotten to, there are a handful of rules, changes, procedural tweaks, I guess, and something that fans might not notice a lot, but it could be very important, is the use of electronic communication with a player on offense, one player on defense, and tablets. You got to experiment with that in the ball game, right?
We did. I mean, it's a game changer type of thing. Now everybody says that, but everybody gets it. So it's not like it's, well, we've got this advantage, but it is something that's completely different. The ability to be on the sideline and like every 5 seconds you get to play. So as a group comes over after, you know, defense on the field or offense on the field, actually you can go through the whole series. You can watch it all. Then you obviously can communicate with the quarterback or whoever you designate to have on the field one kind of helmet microphone like the NFL does. And all these things are great, but yet they're still for us trying to say, okay, what's the best way to use them? Because you can ask Travis about his time in the NFL and how did you use it, and then you can call and talk to guys in the NFL, how do you use it? And I think it really comes down to what's going to be best for you and the guys that you're working with, right? I mean, is it best to watch every play as you're on the sideline before you go back out for another series? Like, I don't know that that's what's best. So we're trying to figure out, you know, and what's going to be best for the linebackers, what's going to be best for the O-line, what's going to be best for the quarterbacks, as opposed to keep replaying every little mistake you made in your head. So great new types of things, but it is something to say, how are we going to use all this new technology for, you know, to make sure it's better for our kids.
Travis, you guys did have that in the NFL, right?
Yeah, we did. Still pictures, though, not the video.
Yeah,
we didn't have that. We just pretty much, it was the still pictures and then it pretty much be Eli and route running and reading the defense, but we didn't have anything as far as any blocking schemes.
You were just telling Eli you were open. You don't need an iPad.
See this picture? Look at me right here. I'm wide open. It's a pre-snap picture. I know, but I'm telling you, look at the guy 7 yards off of me.
With the technology, do you have you trying to strike that balance? How much is too much?
Right. I think that, you know, the linebacker's got the microphone in his helmet and it shuts off at 15. But does he really need to hear his coach tell him every possible thing that could happen before 15 seconds goes? And the same thing for the quarterback. So we've challenged them, you know, to use it all during practice and do it in all the scrimmage and stuff like that to kind of build with that guy or that person, what's best for you? What allows you to still play fast, still be able to use the things that you use as opposed to being inundated with so much knowledge? I mean, they're not a cyborg, right? I mean, you can't just that data analyst right there. So it is a little bit of an experiment. You know, you ask the NFL guys, sometimes you see a guy in the helmet, like telling the guy to shut up. And you're like, tell the coach, shut up at some point. That's all right. We don't need too much.
Yeah. That was Antonio Pierce. Every time he hears something come in, nope, I got it. I got it, coach. I'm running the defense. So
we're good.
To each their own.
Other tweaks to the rules, the horse collar tackle now applies within the tackle box when a defensive player gets like to the nameplate of the ball.
Oh, it does.
It does apply.
So there's something inside the tackle box. Well, what I'm trying to get to is that, so there's something inside the tackle box to have safety?
Believe it or not.
Oh, yeah, because it's a running back. You can still wipe out the guys on the inside. You can still blindside hit the defensive line guys.
You're punching your wrist. You've got a lot of anger.
But in case the guy that's carrying the ball actually gets grabbed by the jersey, it's not legal anymore. Okay, I see.
How many times do you think Tauscher was involved in a chop block?
Oh, my goodness.
Every other play.
And then the other, you're going to hear.
The other play he was holding, so it was either a chop block or a hold.
Mark Tauscher has never held in his life.
You can tell.
It's good comedy. It's good. Mark Tauscher, every holding penalty that's called, you can hear, oh, no, he didn't. Oh, he tore his jersey. No. The other tweak that you're going to see, and if you watch the NFL, which I know you all do, they refer to it as the two-minute warning, which is kind of what it's going to be in college, but we're calling it the two-minute timeout. So there will be that, which means the 10-second runoff goes into effect right after that as opposed to the final minute. But I would imagine that tweak, that's really not – I mean, it's there. You're aware of it.
There's some unique things just with game management, you know, with having the timeouts. You've always kind of been in college football based on, you know, like 2 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the half or the end of the game and when you start to strategically use your timeouts. It changes a lot of those things just to say, okay, there's a guaranteed timeout at 2 minutes. So how do you use that going into the 2 minute timeout or 2 minute warning, whatever you want to call it?
Yeah, this league, I've run into a lot of fans. It's now starting to hit them that there are 18 teams in the league. You're going to play a league game at USC. Oregon's going to come here later in the year. It's an exciting time. It's a different time. And I know for you, it's still about getting your team ready for the next game. But kind of exciting time here in the world of college football, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it'd be interesting. You try to, you know, okay, you're going to the West Coast, and you guys did it in college, and, you know, we do it. We've done it in college, and it's going to be maybe a little bit more West Coast. I think that's the least of your worries. Like, people are saying, how are you going to handle the travel? I'm like, they're 18 to 22 years old. They're nocturnal as it is. Like, I mean, I don't think the biggest issue is going to be how are they going to handle the time change. Like, there's a lot of other things to say, okay, it's going to be, you know, games out at USC. Or, I mean, the time change is little to nothing, I think. I don't know as it gets a little bit, you know, they talk about that with the NFL. I do think you're on more of a routine as older guys in the NFL. But that's the least of it. I just think that, you know, uniqueness of, obviously, it's a lot different league with a lot more competition, you know, that just happens to be from coast to coast.
And a lot of major opportunities, right?
Absolutely.
The way you look at it with your guys. We'll take a break. We'll talk about the first opportunity. We'll touch on Western Michigan here in our remaining minutes. We'll take one more break. Back with more from Coach Fickell right after this on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about how we talk to ourselves, and I want to suggest a one-word change that can help when you're struggling to get your money life on track. We all know that savings are important. We all know we should have savings. But most of us have less than $5,000 put away. Money gurus and experts usually start yelling and shaming people right about now. But come on, real life is messy and expensive and complicated. And when we don't meet our goals, a lot of us say, oh man, I failed. And that's where the magic word comes in. The word is learn. Try this on. I'm learning to save. I didn't get where I wanted to this month, but I can do better next month. There's lots of science about the best way to change our behavior, and shaming ourselves doesn't really work. That's why I like to tell myself and you, you got this. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Until next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
When you think about Labor Day and what it means, do you think about Wisconsin? You should, but let's go back to explain. In the mid-1800s, activists pushed for a day to recognize workers' contributions. President Grover Cleveland signed a law in 1894, making the first Monday of every September a national holiday. So where did the first labor union form in Wisconsin? Wausau? Green Bay? Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The Badger State has an impressive history. Bricklayers and carpenters formed unions in the 1840s and were the first to push for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance. Now, did you guess? This all happened first in Milwaukee. The state's labor unions formed in 1847. The National Labor Union didn't form until 1866, 19 years later. Leading the way for other states is this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Evans Trans. That's evanstrans.com. Go Badgers!
Our remaining moments with Luke Fickell, our first coaches show of the season. Badgers hanging on Western Michigan on Friday night. Our coverage will start at 6, kickoff set at 8 o'clock. Before we get into the Broncos, we've been talking about the Camp Randall Club and the chance for folks to become members. VCConnectWI.com is where you can learn more and join. And we got a big crowd here tonight. I know, Luke, it's year two. You've been here for over a year now. I imagine you got a feel of the support, and obviously in this room, and how much that matters. It always has, and it really does now, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, I think everybody's getting hopefully a little bit more comfortable. I know I am. And so those things go a long way. You know, I think our kids are the same way, and not that they didn't feel the support, but I think there's always a little bit of that growing of trying to figure out who everybody is and what the expectations are. And, you know, and so year two and three and four, I think those are things will continue to grow. And like anything, right, in order to grow something, there's got to be consistency. And so I think twofold, whether it's growing the support and things like that or growing the program, the ability to have consistency in all that we do is really, really key and critical.
And year two on the field starts against Western Michigan, a program with a second-year head coach but new coordinators. So when you guys way back when start to prep, are you looking at what the coordinators did at their previous stops first, and then you go back to the current personnel?
Yeah, you are. I mean, it's harder sometimes. New offensive coordinator, defense coordinator, and special teams. So pretty much everything is probably going to be somewhat different, but what influence does the head coach have too? So there's a lot of things that you're trying to figure out. You know, you're watching a lot of the, I think, La Tech from the defense, and, you know, I'm watching a bit more of the Indiana stuff because Walt Bell, the offensive coordinator, was there. But but like any first game of the year, there's a lot of unknowns. And so our ability to adapt and adjust and to obviously be able to still play fast with some things that you maybe haven't prepared for, right? And will be what the key is. And that's what we didn't do a great job of last year. And so we've kind of talked about that all through fall camp. Not to harp on a negative, but just, hey, it's about, you know, every game is going to be about the little bit of the adjustments. And sometimes in particular, those first 20 plays or 15 play scripts.
Yeah, they do have weapons offensively. Hayden Wolf, big guy, built, looks similarly to Tyler Van Dyke, tall guy and well put together. And Jalen Buckley, their 1,000-yard rusher. It goes deeper than that, but that's a pretty good place to start.
They got a good core nucleus, right? I mean, from the quarterback, the center is probably their best offensive lineman, as well as both tailbacks. So, I mean, I think they're strong down the middle. They've got some experience down the middle, which, you know, is obviously, you know, a really good thing. That's where you want to start and build things from. And then, obviously, you go on the defense side of the ball, they're strong down the middle again. I think the defensive line is their strength of the defense. So it starts in the right places, and it'll be a great challenge.
Let me ask Kenny Guyton about advice he would give to guys the first time around. You guys had first games. What was it like for you both, Travis and Luke, stepping on to a major college environment for the first time as a player?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. I think a lot of times when I talk to some of the younger guys or the current student athletes and ask them what they're thinking or what they hear, I didn't really hear anything. I kind of felt like I was in my own world. I kind of blacked out. People always ask, what did it feel like running out for the Super Bowl, the tunnel for the Super Bowl? And I don't remember. And I think that whenever I was in the play, I was in that moment, it was just straight silence. And obviously you have guys that can hear everything. So obviously you talk about butterflies, and obviously I think the jitters are there, but you have a goal. And I think one of the biggest things is that when you talk about the chemistry with quarterbacks, like when you look at my sophomore year, I mean, going into the fifth game of the season, I had about 5 catches, and it was against Michigan that I had 2 catches late in the game that really built that trust with John Stocko and I. Mm-hmm. And then I ended up being 2nd in the country that year. So it's really figuring out what's best for you. And I kind of just figured out a way to black everything out.
About 30 seconds.
Yeah, we got probably 5 true freshmen that'll see some action. How much we'll see. But I think more than anything, it's almost like, don't make it bigger than it is. It's still the game that you loved and that you've played, and you're here for a reason, and you got an opportunity to still do those things. So I think more than anything, it's just building their confidence.
I appreciate it. Thanks as always, Luke. Good luck to you guys on Friday night. Thanks to all of you for being here. We thank you all for listening. We'll get it rolling at 6 o'clock on Friday with a pregame show kickoff set for 8:05. The Badgers and the Western Michigan Broncos. Our thanks to our engineer, Dave McCann. Aisha Jackson back at our studio. For Coach Fickell, for Travis Beckham, I'm Matt LePay. Good night. We'll talk to you Friday on the Badgers Sports Network.
You've been listening to the Luke Fickell Radio Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com. Also brought to you by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.